Hello and welcome to a Math Sorrel podcast. I'm your host, Chris Hanusa, a professor of math at Queens College of the City University of New York. Today we're talking hallway tiles with our guest, Cynthia Vio. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Professor.
Okay, let us know a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Cynthia. I am a master's student, first semester, and planning on becoming an actuary.
Oh, all right. Have you wanted to be an actuary for a while?
Actually, no. I started as an undergrad with a bio major.
Oh, okay.
And
everybody has different paths that they take.
And then it didn't work out so well, though I did graduate. But and then I went back and got a second bachelor in math.
Okay. So this semester you worked on a research project. Can you describe it for us?
The research project was about the hallway tiles. How many ways can you walk from one side of the hallway to, around the hallway?
Okay.
Using patterns.
Okay. Do you want to be more specific?
Well, it depends on how you step. So, from one side of the hallway to the other, how many ways can you get there? You could use a one step, or which is a square tile, or a two step, which is like two tiles.
So let's step back and talk about. So what you're saying is, let's paint a picture for the listeners, and we'll put. We have a grid of tiles. It's like a chessboard, right? We have white tiles and black tiles, and there's a whole bunch of square tiles that are all white and black, and you're walking from one end of a corridor to the other, and not only is it a corridor, but it goes around in a square. So you're starting at one corner of the square, you're walking down the corridor, you turn right, you walk down the next corridor, you turn right, you walk down the next corridor, you turn right, and you're back to where you started. Okay, and so now you're talking about walking down the corridor. So tell us about what you might do.
So walking from one corridor, you could either, it depends on where you wanna go. So how I did mine, I had four different lanes.
Okay.
So, and you could start at any other. You could use two lanes to walk in.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you could either use a one step, which is a one tile, or a two step, which is two tiles, where you're pretty much skipping one tile while you're walking.
And I think what you had talked about on your poster was that if you start on a black square, you have to stay on a black square.
Yes, you also have to stay on the same colored, walk on the same colored tile.
So we're being careful where we're walking. We're a little superstitious here. And when if you start on a black tile,
you want to step on a white.
You can either go forward two tiles, or you can go sideways diagonally one tile.
Yes.
Okay.
And you cannot turn back.
Okay.
Back.
No turning back.
No.
All right, and so what kind of methods did you use to look at this question?
I used the square domino method.
Okay.
And seeing from one tile to the next, how can you get there? Are you using just one tile, or are you skipping a tile and going to the next one? Meaning, are you using two tiles, are you using a square or a domino?
Okay, and what's special about squares and dominoes?
Well, with my research, it ended up being that the different ways to get from one tile to the next, you could use the Fibonacci numbers.
Okay.
So, for example, to get from tile 1 to tile 2, it will be just one step.
Okay.
And to get from tile 1 to tile 3, you could either do a two-step or a one-step, which is either a square or a domino.
Or two.
And that's like two ways of getting.
Wait, say that again. So you could either go
two one-steps or a 1-2 steps.
Okay.
So that's two ways of doing it.
Okay.
And if you continue the pattern, you will see that you're getting the Fibonacci numbers.
All right. So this is like the combinatorial interpretation we talked about in class, where in your example, we're walking down a hallway, and you can either walk one step or two steps. But in class, we talked about tiling a board with squares, with squares and dominoes, and you can either put a one thing or a two thing down. And the number of ways to do that is the Fibonacci numbers. Yes. So you told me that you had a number to share with us today, and what number is that?
It's 987, which is the 16th number of the Fibonacci.
Okay, and how did that come up in your research?
In my research, to get from one hallway to the next, you have to walk 16 tiles. I just thought it was really interesting to go from just 16 tiles. There's so many different ways, walking patterns to get there.
Okay.
And that's very interesting. That's a lot of
That is a lot of ways, 987 ways. So if you wanted to do a different way each day, then it would take you 3 years.
Wow.
No, almost 3 years to do that.
It is a lot of ways.
So what would you say is the most difficult part of your project?
Realizing that you can actually use the Fibonacci numbers to get the answer that I needed.
Right, so at the beginning you thought you were just going to get some numbers that were coming up, but when you saw Fibonacci numbers, you said, whoa, surprise.
That is something I learned in class.
Okay, yeah, exactly. You saw that somewhere before, and it came up in your real-world question.
Yes.
That you asked. So if you had more time, what do you think you would want to study next?
Probably the same tiling method, but it would be more of bricks. If you were constructing a house, building a home, and you want how many different brick patterns.
That's really interesting. So you're saying you want to look at a house and you want to build it with bricks.
Yeah, and we will still have the rectangle bricks, and it will also have square bricks.
Okay.
Air quotes.
There's
no,
that's right. You can't see this, but Cynthia was using air quotes on the square. Okay. So thanks for coming in today and sharing your research.
You're welcome.
All right. So this has been a MathZorro podcast. Learn more at podcast.mathzorro.com.